From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. State Department issues report on human trafficking. The U.S. State Department's annual Trafficking in Persons report shows that improvements have been made in Thailand. The country moved up out of the group of most serious offenders, though the report indicates there's still room for improvement. Africa continues to be a major source and destination for human trafficking of all kinds. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
The State Department says the ratings are based more on the extent of government action to combat trafficking than on the size of the country's problem. A significant number of African countries remain at the lowest possible ranking. Susan Coppedge, a senior advisor to the U.S. Secretary of State, said the migrant crisis that saw more than a million Africans, Iraqis, and Syrians flee to Europe last year has had a negative effect. She said the U.S. is trying to help the destination countries screen for trafficking victims.
So the migrant crisis creates a whole new pool of individuals who are vulnerable and susceptible to trafficking. If they are stateless or without documents or without jobs or without their families, they become vulnerable to the false promises that traffickers can give them for jobs or safety or shelter.
The report notes that in 2015, six African nations improved or introduced anti-trafficking legislation. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The 2016 TIP report has downgraded Myanmar, also known as Burma, as a source country for men, women, and children subjected to forced labor. Export-dependent countries in Asia are growing increasingly concerned that the growing populist anger in the U.S. and Europe against perceived unfair trade policies could lead to a global economic shutdown.
Rising protectionism could throw sand in the wheels of the global trading system and sort of start to gum it up.
That's Frederick Newman, a managing director of the HSBC Bank's Asian Economics Research in Hong Kong. This is VOA News. The United Nations reports that hundreds of thousands of displaced people in northeastern Nigeria, the epicenter of the Boko Haram insurgency, are suffering from high levels of severe malnutrition. Improved security is enabling aid agencies to finally access this area, which previously was cut off by Islamist insurgents. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Much of Borno State in northeastern Nigeria was off limits to aid agencies after Boko Haram gained control of large swathes of the territory in mid-2014. The Nigerian army and regional forces have now chased the insurgents out of most towns and cities. The spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Lajerke, says returning aid workers describe scenes of destruction and people living under shocking conditions.
These are mainly subsistence farmers who live there. If they are displaced from their land, they cannot produce the food that they are supposed to eat.
But he says the situation in this area is so critical that a much faster and wider response is required. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Boko Haram controls only four of Borno State's 27 local government areas. Justice Department officials said Attorney General Loretta Lynch will announce Friday that she will accept whatever decision is made by the FBI's career investigators that are looking into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State. FBI officials are expected to conclude their investigation soon. Legal experts have said they do not expect any criminal charges to be filed against the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. The Attorney General is speaking at the Aspen Institute in Colorado today. She was asked about a visit former President Bill Clinton made to her plane yesterday, which was sitting on the tarmac in Tucson, Arizona. She'd received much criticism over the last 24 hours in light of her part in the email investigation affecting the former president's wife.
The issue is, how does it impact the work that I do and the work that the Department of Justice does? And I certainly wouldn't do it again. because I think it has cast this shadow over what it should not, over what it will not touch. And that's why, as I said, I think it's important to talk about how this matter will be resolved and how the review and how the determinations and decisions will be made.
Lynch has the option of modifying any possible charges against Clinton. Such disputes between the Justice Department and the FBI are not uncommon, but would certainly be controversial in this and election year. And a Hindu priest was hacked to death in Bangladesh Thursday, the most recent in a string of killings by Islamist militants. This is the third Hindu temple worker to be killed in Bangladesh in recent weeks. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.